ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
The annual Meet at Limerick racecourse has become a tradition for families across Limerick and beyond. The Christmas festival at Limerick Racecourse is now sponsored by Mr. Binman and runs from December 26th until the 29th. As part of Limerick Racecourse's sustainability journey, they're now striving to become Ireland's leading racecourse in sustainabilities. There's many measures being adopted in conjunction with their sponsor Mr. Binman and catering partners Woodlands Caterers. Some of the measures being introduced include the avoidance of single-use plastics at the festival, reusable plastic cups, QR codes included on tickets linked to race cards to reduce paper waste, and public transport provided to and from the racecourse to reduce carbon emissions. One of the tangible additions that people will notice this year has been the addition of 2,500 native trees planted at the Patrick's Well venue. Vicky O'Toole is Limerick Racecourse Director. She says the racecourse is now on a Racing for Change sustainable journey and that the racecourse is delighted to participate in the 100 million trees project. She says being part of the sustainable journey at Limerick Racecourse is something that will benefit many future generations.
Well, I suppose first of all, I have to say that we're changing. We're on a journey of change. We have a new tagline, Racing for Change, which I kind of like. I know that's not going to happen today or tomorrow. We're step by step. It's a small journey. We're bringing our suppliers on with us, our partners, Mr. Binman, Woodlands Catering, to be, we're trying to be the most sustainable racecourse in Ireland. And when you look where we're standing here and you look around at our environment, our surroundings, it's all green. It's so beautiful with the mountains in the background and we have the perfect location. In my last life, in my packaging company, I was all about sustainability, and which was, you know, it was tough, particularly when you're supplying packaging to try and kind of prove that you are being sustainable. But we were. And look, I really believe that it's one person at a time, step by step. We can't do this overnight. We all need it to be. We all need to do it together. And I think that if we lead by example, I'm hoping that others are going to follow us. So we've planted 2,500 trees here. The 100 million tree project, which was started by David and Richard Mulcahy, so thrilled when they approached us because it's just ticking every box for me. We have planted 2,500 native trees. They're going to be there for the next generation, the next generation, the next generation. And we're showing that we're giving back. And we have to do that. For me, it's particularly emotive because we dedicated it to my late husband, Fergus, who was a director. And also we've positioned it so that everybody can see it coming in the driveway, but they can also see it from the stand, which happens to be called after my late dad, Hugh. But when I was thinking about it, it really should be named after my mother, because Mammy, who was German, was recycling before I think people even knew what the word recycle was. I swear, I remember being a tiny little girl, which is millions of years ago, and she would take the plastic bags from the local, I think was it 4-star or 5-star was the supermarket, and she would bring them down to the local sweet shop across from the regional hospital so that they would reuse them. She used to take all Daddy's envelopes from the business, and that's how she sent the letters. She'd use those envelopes to post them to us when we were in school. So she was way ahead of the curve. And I'm loving that we're like that now. But I'm so thrilled to see the changes here in the Limerick Racecourse. It's not just about the trees. It's about a lot of other things we're doing here.
The Christmas Festival at Limerick Racecourse is sponsored by Mr. Binman. Joe Cleary is Sales and Marketing Manager with Mr. Binman. He says the partnership between Mr. Binman and the racecourse is a perfect fit.
For Christmas, we're the sponsors of the Christmas Racing Festival here in Limerick Racecourse, and it's been the first green racing festival in Ireland. What we mean by a green racing festival is they've taken their sustainability very serious. They're replacing plastics with compostables, all that sort of stuff. So our involvement is helping them with that and helping them on their journey of sustainability as well. They've now really embraced that, and are Racing for Change is their new tagline.
And I suppose once you start bringing something like this into play, whilst it is a sustainable Christmas event, there's no reason why every other event after that can't transition to be something like that going forward.
Absolutely, and they're on a sustainability path in Limerick Racecourse here, which we're helping them with, very much becoming a centre of excellence almost, where they're talking about bringing the compost that we take off-site, bringing it back in, using it in the racecourse from their food waste, recycling more. They've started planting trees on site as well to lower the carbon footprint of events. So a really great story, and it's great to be involved.
And we're seeing today there's been a deal at COP, and there's huge focus at the moment on all of this and the little things that people can do in their lives to change, and you play a massive role in that. Really does make a difference. Do you think it's starting to sink in?
I think it's starting to sink in at this stage. Yeah, I think we can all see the benefits of sustainability and the circular economy. And small things even again here for the Limerick Racing Festival. There's park and ride facilities so people can come on buses, lower the carbon footprint of the event. All these things make a difference. And it makes it easier on people as well. Maybe come out in the bus, have a nice time out here and take the bus home. So it's all good.
Racecourse committee members and staff have been joined by local volunteers to plant native trees and shrubs on the quarter-acre site at the racecourse. It's part of the 100 Million Trees project, a new national initiative developed by brothers Richard and David Mulcahy, which aims to see the planting of 100 million native Irish trees across the island of Ireland throughout the next decade. Tom Rudd is Limerick Racecourse manager, and he says every small sustainable effort being made at the racecourse is now making a difference.
Of course it makes an impact, and we're trying to improve every year, so just it's a journey. And even Woodlands do the catering here. On St. Stephen's Day this year now, we're using our own glasses. You know, that investment, I think that came in during COVID. They're reusable. So, yeah, so it's...
What about the tree planting? That's something that's a real undertaking.
Yeah, no, that was good. Now, that the opportunity arose last year and I jumped at it, you know, and it's very positive.
And they're located where on the racecourse?
They are on the way in. You won't miss them. We have a netting around it, a nice blue netting around the trees, just to help them at this early stage. Well, everything makes a difference. So just keep doing a little bit extra every year, you know.
The Mr. Binman Christmas Festival will run from December 26th to the 29th at Limerick Racecourse. And all attendees are invited to play a part on the racecourse's sustainable journey into the future.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.